Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
I think it's shocking when a mom ends up with a, just like I think it's shocking when if a dad was to end up with his son's girlfriend.
Yeah, that probably happens a lot.
I think it would be shocking and terrible for the child.
Oh yeah.
And I would never do that. My child would come first. There's no man that could make me hurt my child.
Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat.
What do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Good morning. It is your pop culture podcast, and so much has happened this weekend. I woke up and I sent Natalie text message with a screenshot of Miley Cyrus's mom married her daughter's boyfriend, not Miley Cyrus, Noah Cyrus. So Noah is Miley's sister.
Mm-hmm. Younger. Older?
Young.
I think she might be older.
She's dating a dude.
Do you know who that dude is?
Is he a wrestler?
No.
Is he a fighter?
No, I totally see that for him. But like back in the day, I was addicted to the show Prison Break, and he was the older brother. And the younger brother, who was such a babe, and it's totally fine in acting, but as a heterosexual person, when you kind of have such a crush on someone, you find out that they're gay. I can't really fantasize about you anymore, because you would, like, if I met you at a bar in a deep dark room.
So his brother's gay, or he's
like
gay?
In the show, neither of them were gay,
but he's gay in real life.
The younger brother is, but anyways, he was the older brother, and yeah, he does look like a wrestler,
and he's a real older brother or fake older brother.
Older brother.
Okay. And I don't know who he is. Is he like normal?
I've never seen him in anything
else.
Don't
know his name.
He's the older brother in Prison Break as far as I'm concerned, which when I think about that show is such a memory of my life.
So they get the mom and him get married and there was this whole kerfuffle.
He is old though. Like I feel like he's mom's age, not Noah's age.
That's fine. How could you take a weenie that has been in your daughter and sleep with that weenie? I mean, sorry, I know I'm supposed to use proper body parts, but
actually, I was looking, I ended up on this thing and it's like the funny things about like normal life that people don't really say and they're just like pointing it out. And one of them is the word wiener.
Wiener.
Like, that's funny.
Wiener. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wiener.
And he's fine with it. I slept with your daughter and I'm gonna marry your mom and now you're my stepdaughter.
Well, I don't know what he does for a living, and I understand love is love, but there's
love is not love. Love is not. That is such bold. Love is not love. Okay. And love is not blind.
So he is getting to marry Miley Cyrus's mom.
You think he chose that?
The last thing I saw him in was Prison Break. And correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure he's done other acting things. I'm sure he's an amazing actor, but he has not crossed my eyeballs since Prison Break.
I don't even know who he is. I thought he was a wrestler.
Exactly. So there's got to be some benefits to marrying Miley Cyrus's mom, no matter where your winky went.
So they didn't love each other.
He might think he loves each other.
I mean,
Travis and Taylor, they like each other.
There is 1,000% that you or I would never marry or sleep with one of our children's boyfriends or girlfriends.
I'm going to tell you that
Don't you tell me life is long. Don't you dare tell me.
No, I'm going to tell you that I bet you that Miley Cyrus's mom sat at this age with this age kids and said, I would never marry someone.
Not a chance. You would never. You're telling me.
Of course I would never. Neither would Miley Cyrus's mom 10 years ago.
She did.
10 years ago?
No. That is a character flaw.
I'm sure she would have sat around and been like, I would never marry my daughter.
So.
Yep.
No way. You don't change. You don't.
I bet she would have said that if you asked her 10 years ago. She'd be like, that's fucking sick.
I don't think so.
That's a character flaw.
I don't think so. I think if you can do it 10 years ago, you can do it 10 years and you can do it 10 years from now. It is disgust. It is a thought. It is a way. That's not a change. That's not like if your daughter brings someone home and you meet them and then she wouldn't let her daughter in for the wedding. Like kicked her out of the wedding, like was like there was security.
I think there's also a very different world of the famous world. And those Cyruses have been famous since you and I were at sleepover camp as children. And so I think they live in a world that we can never, ever understand.
I think this is a great chance for everyone to weigh in and let us know if you think that if you can sleep with your child's boyfriend, is it something you think that you could do always? Your child's boyfriend, girlfriend. I would love to know. Wait, you guys leave us a comment on whether or not.
The hard thing is that you can never really predict. No one can really say.
I just don't think you would ever do that in 10 years.
I don't think so. I'm not saying that I would. That's you're misunderstanding if you think that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't think that I think she would have said the same thing as us 10 years ago.
But she still. But how you feel now doesn't change 10 years from now.
I don't know.
What would change about sleeping with your daughter's boyfriend?
I mean, for her,
No. Like, if you were to say, like, 10 years from now, I can't say that I would say the same thing.
No, I'm not saying I can't say that. I'm saying she would have been like us 10 years ago. She never would have predicted that she would be marrying her daughter's boyfriend.
But what would change from the feelings now to 10 years from now?
Her life changed. She fell in love with him. She hates her daughter. Maybe him and the daughter, it wasn't really a thing. Like, who am I to know? Who am I to know what went on in her life and how she changed? I have no idea. But I think there's a lot of things that people do that they would have said 10 years ago they never would have done.
I can promise you in 1 million years, I will never.
I don't think you're going to get that opportunity either.
No, I'm just saying, I feel like that is character lines don't change that you can't. There's not many excuses that if your daughter's dating someone and then you end up with them, like unless it's like one date and then they're like, oh, you're not a fit, I'm not a fit, meet my mom.
A lot worse things have happened that people would say they would never do.
Like what?
Kill people?
No.
Yeah, a lot of them said if you would have told me 10 years ago.
Not that that's like saying
I would be sitting in jail because I murdered my husband.
That's like saying I like eating apples, you like eat. It's not this. It's different when I think it's shocking when a mom ends up with a, just like I think it's shocking when if a dad was to end up with his son's girlfriend.
Yeah, that probably happens a lot.
I think it would be shocking and terrible for the child.
Oh yeah.
And I would never do that. My child would come first. There's no man that could make me hurt my child. And if I hated my child, well, I wouldn't even be thinking about a relationship with a man. We'd have to go back to thinking.
Well, maybe we need Miley to weigh in because she's a daughter.
She said, I did not go to the wedding. She wants no part of it. She's like, I basically have left all of you. She goes, I didn't even go to the wedding. I'm like, not.
But she's still really close with her mom.
I don't think so. No longer.
They just sat together at the awards.
She's like, I don't want any part of this. So they've either kicked out that Noah, mm-hmm. poor thing, and been like, see ya.
Yeah, she said a few things.
If she's that bad of a decision maker, he dated that one.
How long did they date for?
Let's find out, everybody. I just have a hard time.
Does she have her eyebrows back, that Noah? Or they're still gone?
You know what's funny is I feel like there's another one that's really popular in...
With no eyebrows?
No, in Texas. Like in that circle of like podcasts. One of them. Who's the DJ?
Noah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's done a lot of stuff with a lot of people.
Yeah. I feel like she was on a live show with someone we know.
Yes, you're right.
So I'm like...
So obviously Noah cares?
Yeah. Yeah. So let's dive into this. Noah and Dominic Purcell is his name, mm-hmm. had been seeing each other and ended things before he went with the mom.
Phew on that one.
Noah is 24. Her mother is 56. He is 54. They have
He's 54.
Yeah.
And she's 24.
Yeah. And they did sleep together. Noah and Dominic were seeing each other and they were friends with benefits on and off. Oh. And then Trish and Dominic started seeing each other. Trish knew he had been seeing Noah.
Yeah, you know, it's so crazy. You think about like Hollywood and you think about how big their pool would be. But I was just listening to an interview where Dua Lipa, Dua Lipa wrote a song about a string of bad dates. As like, Dua Lipa has a string of bad dates. Who were all these people that she went on dates with that were so bad? And also like when people share the same guys over and over, it's like, guys, you know, people like Jennifer Lawrence, smart. Like,
stay out of it.
Margot Robbie. Yeah. Just don't like date people a little bit on the outskirts. Like Jennifer Garner. Like people in business, directors, like not the people who
Miranda Lambert
wants to take
did
a picture
a cop.
Of. Do a cop.
Is
she still with him?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, God, I remember all the rumors about how he was gay and it wasn't real and all that. No, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, whole world is crazy.
And
crazy
Billy shit. Ray and her divorced in 2022.
Wow, it feels like so much longer ago that they divorced.
I think because he had a baby with someone else. It's so complicated.
I mean, you can't make this shit up.
It's so complicated.
Okay, so... Obviously, because we're talking about huge age differences and we're talking about Dominic and Noah. Kristen Cavallari, mother of three, successful businesswoman, divorced from, what was his name? Jay
Cuthbert.
Hot ticket, great catch. She starts.
How do you know he's a great catch? Just because. She's a great catch. I thought you meant he was a great catch, the guy, the boyfriend. I thought you meant the guy, the boyfriend.
She's now dating, how old is he, 24?
24.
And she's 34? It's not even that much.
I think she's actually older. Hold on.
She was surprisingly younger than I thought. I know he's 34 and pregnant, Aisha Curry. She's only 34 and she's having her fourth baby. How is Aisha Curry only 34? People are saying
and they
she's
called
too
her old.
When I saw Aisha Curry is 34, like she has been on my radar for so long. What did I start knowing who she was when she was 18? I guess so.
She is 37, Miss Kristen Cavallari, which is not old, by the way. It's not old age. That is a very young
But she is an experienced woman.
Oh, yeah.
She's got kids. She is dating one of the Montana boys. If you guys don't know who the Montana boys are.
I hope they put a clip up on that of the Montana boys, of the 24-year-old please. Snack that comes
he's
up.
Snack.
He's a
so,
snack.
So everyone's like, oh my gosh. Like, so the Montana boys, I think they're like, like a hearty group of three with extras.
Did you say a hearty?
Yeah, like a hearty group of three, like a consistent group of three.
What is a hearty? What the fuck
sorry.
Is...
Sorry, I meant like a consistent group of three or four.
Is hearty a real word? You make that up.
Oh, God, I mean...
Like, is hearty like heavy and thick or like what's a hearty?
Like, it just didn't make sense in the way
wait,
I was saying it.
Wait, take a quick break.
Did you know that synergetic isn't a word? I don't believe it. Find it.
Hold on 1 second. We'll take a quick break.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
A hearty group of three. I mean, I'll take it.
I meant like, actually, they are hearty. They're like,
yeah,
but I meant like, it's consistently them, like hearty. A hearty group of three or four. These guys are Montana born and Montana made, Nashville country boys.
Are they from Montana Nashville?
They're Montana made, living in Nashville. So they're 50. They do Montana.
Are they related?
I don't think so. But she's dating the biggest babe of the group. I'm saying... If any women are attracted to younger guys, I feel like there's a few reasons they are. One.
What's the age difference?
37. I think he's 24.
I can't 37, do math.
So 10, 13. So she could be his mom. I always do that. She could be his mom because some people have kids at 12.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't know when his birthday is. He could be 23. Actually, we should look him up.
It is 24. Okay. He could be almost 25.
The one things about a young person,
yes,
that I sense is attractive for a older woman,
uh-huh,
is their skin is still beautiful. They don't have any aging. They've got full heads of hair. Their bodies are taut, and when they're fit, they're fit. Like a 24-year-old fit and a 56-year-old fit, it's different. Still great, both great, but okay. They still have the freedom of life, and they're just like, they still have so much. These boys are like college boys. What they do on TikTok is they lip sync. They never talk.
I think he's fun. It's a fun era.
100. That's what she said. He makes me happy. Guys, you have to, I don't even know what his name is. What is his name?
I have Montana
it's
boys.
Gotta be
I
like,
couldn't even find
it's
it.
It's gotta be a good name. Like such an American. He's like,
a Chad.
He's like, no, but like,
well, let me see if she's on People Magazine.
Like a Tate or like he is, his bone structure, his skin,
she did not make it on People Magazine.
His teeth, his hair,
maybe
he's got an outrageous like mullet / faux / shaved on the side.
Okay.
Tattoos, he's tall, he's buff.
Yes, Natalie.
You just know he smells like still fresh, like that baby smell is still on him.
Okay.
That baby smell good?
What?
Yeah. He still has that baby smell. I don't know if he grows like much thick hair on his face.
I love that they don't give him a name. They just say, Kristen Cavallari taunts internet over 24-year-old boyfriend, slams critics of her boyfriend's age. What's your name, little boy? Unfazed by age. Okay, where this is out. Oh, Montana boys. Mark Estes.
His name is not Mark.
Yeah, his name is Mark.
His name is not
Mark. It's Mark, babe. Mark. His name is Mark, babe. Sorry, are you less attracted to him now?
How could his name be Mark? How many Marks do we have to have in our lives? Because now he's in our lives. I saw you go on his Instagram.
Yeah.
It's not too far back that he was still a child with his siblings on Mother's Day outside of church. Like, he is still, you know, when you go back for us, maybe like 4 years, we're still the same.
Yeah.
Same with Kristen.
Yeah.
He was still like with his mom.
He didn't have pubes yet.
No, he was with his mom playing college football.
Why do you think people are going crazy over this?
I think that they think, well, first of all, Kristen, whoever Kristen's going to date, someone's going to care. She is so sexy and everything. And so she's dating someone. He's 24. Catherine.
Is it going to last?
You and... I mean, if
what's
I were
the
her,
mom thinking? What's
what, the mom
because
looks,
her mom is probably close to that age. Oh, let's her, find out.
Her
the mom
looks just. I saw the mom on the football field. She literally, and I think he's from a family of like four or five. I'm pretty sure
what?
They go to church.
Okay, again, I have to bring
he's
it
got
back
a bunch
to the mom.
Of sisters. The dad is young. The dad looks so young.
Because,
Catherine, I
okay. The mom's going to be older than her, but it could possible. Yeah,
she
it's
could
not,
be like 50.
I bet she's younger. I bet she could have had him at 21.
I mean, she could have, but she's got a lot of kids.
What number is he?
Let's go back. And his name is Mark, huh? Okay. Also, when he hangs out with his friends are like bros, like college bros. And she just did a video where she's hanging out with them. But I guess she had such a nostalgic part of her life that was hanging out with people like that. Being with them probably reminds her of that time, you know?
Oh, yeah. Because I want to go back and hang out when I was 21. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It, not. By the way, it looks like a shit ton of fun is what it looks like. Mark. Okay, guys, we got to look up this Mark. And can we please look up the Montana Boys for
this? I have to think for a second. Let me just walk down this path for
one
minute.
I was going to tell you before you walk, I'm going to take you just somewhere for 1 second. You and I meet a few 24-year-olds.
I'm just walking down the path right now that, yeah.
Let's think of someone who's 24.
You're hockey coaches.
Thank you. Beautiful. Perfect. Perfect.
Okay. Where are you going with that? You're just stating that.
Have you seen them? Oh, wait. How old's yours?
No idea.
The one. The kid that you know so well.
Maybe 22. 23. 22. 23.
Same shit.
Okay.
There it is.
That's my point.
There it is.
Well, this is my
what
point.
What does that feel like?
Can I get you a bottle? Do you want? Are you hungry? Should I bring you? Can I bring you your lunch?
We must insert American because I don't know what it is about early 20 American boys. But I remember backpacking in Europe and there was this group of boys and they were all waiting because it was the summer before they were getting into, like going to med school. And
they fart.
Well, they didn't fart in front of me.
No, I'm saying like he's like probably like, ooh.
No, Americans look older than Canadians.
Do they act it?
I feel like they might sound it, but no, I think they're all the same in the end.
So, okay, I'm going to walk down the path. So
okay, walk it. Walk it like you're talking. We kind of need to have a 23 or 24-year-old that are big. Do we know any big ones? Like, this one's tall and broad because that gives presence and age.
Okay. Well, I'll pretend he's in a different body.
Well, that's too hard. That's too hard.
If I'm a mom, and I'm a mom of three children, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm raising children.
Mm-hmm.
And... I'm like at a bar and we're like, woo, and I'm single. And then a 24 cutie walks in and I'm like, I don't.
Okay, so five kids.
Okay.
I think you might be the oldest.
Okay.
So mom could be young.
And my son's bringing.
Hashtag Deck Family Church.
So my son's bringing home a woman my age. For dinner.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. This is good. Go. Keep going. Okay.
I'm going to be open-minded, but I'm also wondering,
why did he need to replace me when I'm still right here? You have a mom. I'm here and I'm great. You don't have mummy issues.
Like I don't,
I'm right here.
I'm not going to judge what she like with like she could just be having fun in the relationship, right? Like it could just be her boyfriend. Like she's not introducing him to the kids. They're not moving in together. They're just having fun.
And when he was when I was looking at him, I was imagining sex with him.
Mm. Of course, as you do, as you look at someone, of course.
Because I was like, they do the thing together.
Uh huh. So, that's what his mom's thinking too.
Yeah. So then I was picturing
not.
Him. And I was like, yeah, I think he would. I think that even though she's Kristen Cavallari, who was on The Hills when he was in a diaper.
The mom watched the show.
She absolutely did.
Yeah. The mom knows the show. The mom watched
I think
the show.
He, I'm judging, by the way. Being as hot as he is, being a Montana boy, being a football player.
I mean, 4 years ago, he 3 years ago, he couldn't buy a beer. 3 years ago.
Sorry, I know you guys are going to get a look at the Montana boys, but this is him. Just a couple posts ago on his Instagram and when he was, okay, I just want to show you his mom. Oh, we have his mom. Thank you for all your support, mom.
Yeah. Oh
God, he's changed.
Obviously, the mom's supportive.
We don't know yet.
Well, because they went public.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't mean she's supportive.
Okay, that's true. I'm going to say she's supportive.
I think she totally is.
She's like, are you happy?
She's like, I knew this, my sexy son.
Sexy. Is that what we think of our children? Sexy. My sexy son.
Well, you know what I said to a mom yesterday? It might have been
let's take a quick
fresh
break.
Out of church. Let's take a fresh break. Out of church.
Let's take a quick break.
Right out of church.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This church again.
I would like to see him in a Speedo.
What?
Yep. Yep, I do.
This podcast is brought to you by 24-year-old boys that Natalie is.
What sport is this? Volleyball?
Basketball.
Is it though?
Those shorts are long. And the headband? They only wear headbands in basketball.
No. It's funny. He never advertises his, oh my God, just, and they're such country boys and they love a country girl.
She was from Laguna. So she's a fake country girl.
Oh yeah. I'll be a fake country girl. I'll be your country girl.
She is not a country girl. She is a fake. She is from Laguna Beach.
I know. She loves.
She is from L.A.
She loves the culture.
She is L.A. Well, her children are there and so are her husband. She can't go anywhere. So she might as well embrace the culture and date a 24-year-old.
Okay. I told a mom at hockey yesterday. I was like, saw a picture of your son. He's a babe.
What'd she say?
I know. I go, what grade is he? And she goes, 10. And I go, so's my daughter, because we saw the picture during family day photos, and I said, excuse me, I said to my daughter, you see this picture?
You are such
the other mom goes, I saw him too. He's never come to a game. I'm like, why are you leaving this? Why are you leaving this hottie? Taylor comes to the game. Give her something.
You are. This is going to get more outrageous the older you get. Are you going to do this for your sons too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like to be the mom that you have a hottie daughter bring her to the game?
Well, I would say, you know, I think if someone says that they have like a daughter, my kid's age, it's like my son isn't ready for that, but my daughter is so ready that my eyes are peeled for her. You know what I mean? We were in the hockey rink and one boy was coming in and he was doing his warm-ups. First he came in his suit. Then he came to his workout set, and this mom goes to my daughter, do you think he can pick the drool off the floor? He's here for you. He's putting on a show. Taylor's like, I know.
Did Taylor know him?
No. But he had seen her, and he kept looking over. And no, he was older than her. Like, she's like, I don't know that guy. She's like, but I like it. And the mom is like, this is outrageous.
He was performing.
For sure. He's not coming to watch little babies play.
Hilarious.
Anyways, we know someone, a woman who is, let's say, around Kristen Cavallari's age, a little bit around.
Okay.
And she's newly single. And she's dating someone who's
24.
Like that. When I went to go perv it, I was really hoping it would be like the Montana boy. If you're going to date a 24-year-old, he better be. He better be.
I just don't know what you have in common with people. I would be so tired. I'm like, what are we doing now?
And I also feel like the things that the 24-year-old's talking about, you're like, because you know when you listen to your kids, you're like, I remember when that mattered to me. I remember when I talk like that. Like everything they say, you're like, nothing's new here. As a 24-year-old, he's talking about things that are no longer relevant to her. Like even just like.
I'm seeing how old her kids are. Oh, God.
Oh, God. They're not babies.
She has an 11-year-old.
Oh, shitballs.
A 9-year-old and a 7-year-old. Now, she's on the cusp and they're boys.
All of them?
I think there's one girl at the end.
She has an 11-year-old?
Yeah. So I think Lord, that the 11-year-old in like a year and a half when your mom is blasted over the internet for a young man is like, because I know you're one right now. Yeah. If that was you, he'd be like, are you serious right now? Because it would be, even the controversy around the conversation would be like, can you just be normal? But maybe they're used to her not being quote unquote traditional.
Yeah.
But I would definitely, that would play into like, if I'm bringing 24-year-old, and maybe he's really mature. We don't know. I'm not going
to. I watched.
He's not.
I don't take him for being overly mature for his
age. Okay. So he's not mature for his age. But I would think that maybe it's a 50-50 thing. Like she dates him when the kids aren't around. Maybe it's like, just, this is fun. I'm not going to marry him. I'm not going to have a baby with him unless she does.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. She should consider that because that'd be one beautiful baby.
You think he wants to have a baby at 24 years old with a woman who has three kids?
Mm-mm.
As a mom, but whoever, I would say you put the biggest condom on that. Maybe she's on birth control too.
Yeah, I don't think she wants to have any more babies.
I mean, I wouldn't if I were her. She's living her life.
What I would do to go out on a night in the barn, having a barn party with Kristen. We're there with Kristen because, you know.
Okay, we're at a barn
with
party.
These Montanas. And can you imagine their girlfriends? Because sometimes they have girlfriends with them. Like,
oh,
not,
wow.
Not girlfriends.
But at least she's a legend. But like, I feel like she's a legend, Kristen. Like, I feel like she's not a traditional 37-year-old. I feel
totally.
Like she is a smart businesswoman. I feel like she's successful. I feel like she, you know, here's the thing.
But I'd be curious. Our daughters would have no idea who she is. And they know who the Montana boys are.
She has a really successful jewelry line.
My daughter doesn't know who she is.
No, but I feel like she doesn't need to be popular because she's so rich on her own with her own, like, she's kind of like Jessica Simpson.
But I mean, if we were at a party and they were with all their 24-year-old friends, would they be like, wait, who is she? The show?
Now they do. She just got real relevant. But
actually very smart, Kristen. You selling some new jewelry?
I will say that I feel like when you're a successful woman on your own and you've dated people, I feel like she probably grew up and was thinking, I don't need someone in my life to take care of me. I don't need someone to help me manage things. I just need I want to have fun at this point in my life.
Yeah, and I don't need anybody. I don't need to talk about finances with them. I don't need to parent with
you
them.
You have no issues. You just want to have fun and you are happy. I'm going to go with you where it might just be a no issue zone where it is fun and carefree.
And it still smells so good.
And it feels like that time when you get butterflies when you're in high school and there's no deep conversations about things that are really...
They just whenever they get a second, they make out.
They just have fun. She might just be in her fun era, and probably the kids are with their dad when she's with him.
When he goes and grabs her?
No.
Like they do the reveal?
Oh, I'm sure that mom is like, oh, for God's sake, we'll go to church, you two.
Those hands look like they know what they're there. That was a grab. It was a grab her. They were doing like how they all do like the lyrics and all the Montana, like they all go through and they say their one lyric. And then behind him is Kristen. And she's revealed, and then he just grabs her. And I was like, after that video, then he took her upstairs. And I don't know whose parents' house they're in.
Who do they live with their mom? Who do they live with?
I need to go backstage and see. Not backstage. I need to go there and do a deep dive. How do you guys live? How do you make money? I know they have a lot of views on TikTok, so I guess they do. But there's a lot of them. They've got to share the money. And they're always at the gas station.
Gas station?
That's where they do. So they just go to the gas station.
Oh, my God.
And they do their dances, and they don't even lip sync properly.
Stay tuned for that one unfolding. And, I mean, we've done our 30 minutes. We didn't get very far. But Love is Blind is coming out with a new episode. When it ended, it was so juicy. It was quite boring, the last episode. I won't tell you what happened because I know a lot of you are behind. But it is, the writing is on the wall for all of them, and I can't wait to see what happens.
Is the writing on the wall? Is anybody going to be okay? Because I just saw a throwback from the first season that I watched, and the couple is still together, and it's been like 6 years.
Oh, no one's staying together. If anything, they swap around, but no one.
It's kind of like how the first Bachelors, Tristan and that big tall firefighter guy, they were from like the first season and they're still together. It's like in the beginning, you might have some purity, but then when you realize the amount of fame you can get from just being on a show, it's really hard to filter through who's really there for love.
And they get married in like 7 days. Like, I mean, it happens so fast. They're dating and then they're in Dominican and then they're in a house together and then they're broken up or married. It's like you're on a train and you're like, sorry,
and then they get their phone and they look at how famous they've been since the show and they're like, whoa, now I have options.
Before they look at their DMs.
Yeah. And they're like, I used to have people to date. I'm just thinking like every bachelor who it doesn't work out for, how many girls are like, I'll take that.
Oh, I'll take that and then some.
I'll take that. One of the girls in the later runnings who goes home to see the family is from.
She's talking about The Bachelor now.
Yeah. Like outside of Toronto.
Are you caught up on The Bachelor?
No, I have to go do it and I will. But she lives in a really big mansion somewhere outside the city. I'm going to throw it a Kleinberg for you. I don't really know. It's one of those names. And he said to her, when's the last time you brought somebody home? She's like, never.
Because it's so far.
But I think she's like really rich. Daddy looks like Hadid dad.
And there's this one scene on Love is Blind where Laura is totally crazy and over the top. And I think she was.
Which one's Laura?
The one that's like a blonde and like a piranha.
Oh. Right.
And she goes to her boyfriend's house.
We thought it was so normal in the beginning.
I think she's normal. I think they really edited her. Because I think what's happening, I'll do a quick synopsis. I think what's happening is they say all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have these expectations. But they're not actually those people. They've created who they want them to be.
So Chelsea's guy, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You saw when he was interviewed. And he was like, congratulations to the pretty one with the kid.
Yeah.
Like, congratulations for your edits. Because they made you look so good. And we all know that's not everything that was said and done. Congratulations. Good for you. You got lucky on the show.
Whoa.
But you know, so many people say that on these shows. Is like,
yeah, it's edited.
You do not get to choose what your edit's going to be.
No, and I feel like also when you can't see someone, you create a story of what you want them to look like, what you want them to be like physically, how you want them to be towards you when you get out of there. And not everyone knows is confident enough to physically touch and be affectionate and, you know, be vulnerable in love. And I feel like that's where a lot of this is like breaking down, is a lot of the women are like, you don't love me. And they're like, I said I love you. What else do you want from me? And they're like, you? So I do feel like they have that's why this show is a shit show, because it feels like the expectations and no one's getting met by what they needed and what they thought. They created characters that weren't real. It's like they didn't spend enough time talking it went too fast.
And it's like, it's so much like, I think it aligns so much with online dating, which is why it resonates so much.
And yes.
Also like 90 Day Fiance, that's crazy too.
But at least they get to touch each other. Or yeah. No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Because I think there's something about interacting and eye contact and the way they are.
And people who are online dating, you guys probably are know this so well, but we never did this.
And everything's taken from them, and they put cocktails and snacks. They make the environment, there's nothing else to do but to go talk to someone. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of desperate to go talk to someone. Mm-hmm. So you sit there and you talk to them, and you're just kind of like, what else am I going to do? I might as well, because if you were sitting there with someone knowing that they have been vetted and in, like they're, you would talk, you could ask a million questions. You could just go and go and go and go. Because if you have a deadbeat personality, you're not going to be cast on the show. Like if you can't talk, so they can talk.
So they cast people who talk.
Yes. You're not going to, they're not going to cast them. It's like, yep. Right. IDK. Right. No, they need the people who, even if they're psycho, to have this.
Yeah.
They would interview them because otherwise it's terrible TV. So they can't risk a non-talker. Mm-hmm. So they need the not, they need the talkers. And then they all talk about themselves so much rather than talking about the other person. So there's no this.
I actually think that to be on the show, they want people that are a little bit self-involved.
100%.
Yeah.
Because they just are all like me. And everyone's like, what about me? So
I would love to, for us to be like, I remember back in the day, we were like, when the bachelor goes on his final dates, one of the dates should be with us and our kids. I would love to be involved in any kind of one of these reality shows, not as a contestant, although it would be really funny to see how you get edited. You know what I mean?
Right. But as a conversation, to be like, because they didn't talk about really what I saw and much future. Like, they didn't talk about, do they want kids? Like, what do they see their day look like? I mean, it is. Even the like, how much do you drink? How much do you want to go out?
Right.
Do you have friends?
Do you have friends? Or even like, you know, people have, like, I'd love to say, like, I do remember Jimmy said, he said one thing is, I blow my nose like a dad. That was one of the first things he told people. Because he was like, I know that's weird. I know you need to know that. What are your quirks? You know, like, what are some things that people have said? And you're like, oh, I didn't really realize that about myself. Tell me those things.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to
know. And why did people break up with you before? Before, like, what were your breakups? Have you been in a relationship? How many people have you slept with? Are you good in bed? Do you think you're good in bed?
You know, I don't know why some people broke up with me.
Really?
And I don't really know any real reason sometimes I didn't want to see anyone anymore either. I mean, I guess I could think about it now, but sometimes it was just like, I don't. But then again, I never had any like long term. Like if someone is together for like a few years, I guess that's more interesting why you broke up. I never dated anyone for very long.
Oh yeah. They're 30 something years old. How many relationships have you had and why did they end?
Yeah. I like the one who's when she said that she had the kid and that like they had a baby really young. They were in high school and they're still really great with each other. Yeah. Like that sounds like something nice.
And yeah, do you have girlfriends? Do you not have girlfriends? Do you get along with people?
Oh, my first one, I need to reiterate to my sons, ask her if she has girlfriends.
Yes.
If she says, I don't really get along with girls. I'm like, goodbye. Out the door.
Yeah.
I can't have that girl in my house.
I feel like Chelsea said that. I don't get along with girls well. Although she has girlfriends. We're going to have to regroup on that all. We'll recap next week on the week of the week.
How many are left? Episodes
left? I feel like two.
That's what I love. Things move so fast.
Like we're at the end, but I wish it was just all released at once. I don't like this wait. It's Netflix. You don't wait. You just go.
You're
not an Apple TV.
The problem is if you wait,
I'm like,
the conversation's over.
I've already forgotten and it's not being talked about. You need to do the whole shebanger.
But for you to stay on top of what people are talking about, you have to watch it as they're watching it. Because if you were to watch it 3 weeks from now,
people are
done talking about there's a new season of something else.
Well, and people have been caught out at the airport together. And
right,
like,
right.
You can't do that. They're not keeping them in hiding. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. Have a wonderful Wednesday.